Yo.
So I'm just saying, bro, we back, episode 69. Pause that. I'm
he really gonna pause it. I'm stopped, man. Y'all know this feel. Go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. We chill, bro. We on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, everywhere you find your podcast, we on there. So go stream us up. But me and bro both got a clip for this Super Bowl, you know, results. I guess I mean, you want me to take it first, bro? I guess I'll take it first. You feel me? Unload the clip real quick. But first off, I just want to say this. Yes, Tom Brady. He's good. And he's more than good. He's great. But what I want everybody to realize is that this man is not the GOAT. He's not the GOAT of all GOATs and all sports and all that shit. Because first of all, Serena got 23. But we're not even going to get into that. That is individual. This is sports. Whatever the case may be, that's cool. But this man is a cheater. We're not going to forget that this man is a cheater. And I'm sorry to bring this up when he get his seventh ring. But we have to, bro. We have to, especially watching this game, because once again, the Tom Brady rules and the Tom Brady rest was there, because it don't make no sense, bro. Like, watching the game, yes, I'm not saying that the calls were, you know, completely wrong and they were just, like, disgusting and, oh, my God, what was y'all doing? You know, like the Saints and what's the name, John? It wasn't like that. They were flags. But my thing was, let these motherfuckers play, because y'all was letting Tampa Bay play. Tampa Bay was doing the same thing the Chiefs was doing. And if you go back and look at the tape, and I'm not saying they was doing it every play, but come on, bro. Like, they was doing the same thing. Hand checking, all that. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Touching, all that. The same thing. Grabbing, tugging jerseys. But for some reason, the refs don't see that. The refs only see the Chiefs. Watch that game and you didn't say one time, like, damn, another one, dang, they gonna give it to him again. Like, bro, Tom Brady, I'm gonna just keep it right. I ain't gonna say short and sweet, but I'm gonna just say this. Tom Brady will never be the GOAT, because you know why? This man needs the refs in order to make a game winning drive. And I'm not trying to have no hot take. I ain't trying to do nothing. I'm not saying this every time. Yes, he's made game winning drives, but I'm telling you, this man now playing, he cannot have a game-winning drive unless the refs are involved. I promise you. You sit there and you watch that game. You watch these little ticky-tack-ass, these little dumb little fucking fouls that they call it. These dumb penalties they call it. Like, are you serious? This is the Super Bowl. You mean to tell me we waited all year to see this shit? The shit that we didn't already see? You know, we saw it 9 other times. We know what's going to happen. You got a team like the Eagles or something like that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's actually going to come out there and who actually do what they got to do. We've seen it, bro. The refs, like, come on, bro. It was the refs versus the Chiefs. We not going to trip. Come on, bro. They let him kick the field goal, and then they called an encroachment on the field. Like, come on. And then he throw a touchdown right after that to ground. Like, bro, it was disgusting to watch. Like, I didn't even want to watch the game. No cap. Obviously, I turned the game off at halftime because I didn't want to watch that dumbass halftime show. But I was skeptical about turning it back on, bro. I was skeptical. I had to turn it back on, obviously, because we had to talk about it. We had to discuss it. But, bro, that was bullshit, bro. And if you couldn't see that the NFL is fixed now, then you blind in the motherfucker, because – that was right there on Front Street. Like, look, we're going to make sure Brady get that seventh ring. We going to make sure he won the Super Bowl. And the thing with the NFL is they go with whoever is the best storyline wins the Super Bowl. Every time. I don't care what nobody's saying. This is just my perspective. I feel like whoever has the best storyline in the NFL wins the Super Bowl every goddamn year. That Super Bowl was bullshit. It was boring as hell to watch. I'm tired of Tom Brady. I appreciate his talent and all that cool, goofy shit and all that. Yeah, we cool. I mean, but at the same time, I'm tired of him because he need the refs. And if you don't think he needs the refs, then you don't watch football. That man need the refs. And if he doesn't have the refs, that's when he get all upset and he be snapping on the refs. And you ever notice that shit? When they winning, he don't got nothing to say to the refs. Or when the game, you feel me, they making him, he chilling. You ever notice when the game ain't going his way or whatever, he not getting no calls, how much he be snapping on them refs? Motherfucker, you know how much money I pay you? You better fix this game. Like, bro, I'm tired of seeing it. But I will say, I'm happy for my man AB. You feel me? I'm happy for Devin White, all those guys, I'm happy for Mike Evans and you feel me? I'm happy for those guys. Don't get it fucked up. Like, I'm definitely happy. I'm my man Leonard Fournette. I don't know if I said his name, but I'm happy for Leonard Fournette too, because he got done dirty. They trying to do him in. Like, now my man won the Super Bowl. So, Super Bowl Lenny, you feel me? But, yeah, bro. Like, I just feel like Tom Brady's a cheater. He will never be the GOAT of all GOATs ever. Because you can't cheat and say you the greatest. Like, how you a cheater and you the greatest at the same time? That don't make no sense. But, yeah, that was bullshit. And then they talking about this shit with Tyrann Mathieu poking the bear. He started it. Tom Brady started that shit. He started the shit. Tyrann Mathieu just basically defending himself. Like, what the fuck? That's why Tom Brady sent him a text message after the game. I'm sorry, bro. I apologize. Because he know he robbed him up. I don't know what he called him, but I got an idea. I got a couple of ideas of what he called him. You feel me? There's only a couple things you could call a man to really get him out of his character and shit, like how Tyrann Mathieu was. He really a good dude. Like, I don't really see him doing stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he talk his trash and all that when he make plays, but before games and stuff like that, I don't think I ever really seen that, like, from Tyrann Mathieu. So, they talking about he poking a bear, and that's the worst thing you could do, man. Shut the hell up. Tampa Bay's defense is the reason why they won that damn game. Todd Bowles and that goddamn defense, those goddamn linebackers, like I fucking called. I called this shit. I said it. I didn't call the front seven. I didn't go to that. Hey, bro. Shaq Barrett and Ndamukong Suh was looking like Pro Bowl Ndamukong Suh. Bro, them dudes was coming off that left tackle and that right tackle. That line made a difference. So, I mean, we said it before, you know, the Super Bowl. We said it. That line, them losing those linemen was going to hurt them. And it did. That man, Pat Mahomes, was running for his life all night. All night. So, I'm going to end my spiel with, shout out to Todd Bowles. He should have got the Eagles coaching job. But shout out to Todd Bowles for just coaching that damn defense up like that. I put holding Pat Mahomes in one of the greatest offenses I've ever seen in my life. To 9 points. And to be honest, the last time they played them, they strapped them after that first quarter. They strapped them. They only scored one touchdown. So that means, what is that? 7 quarters? 16 points? One of the greatest offenses of all time? Todd Bowles? Yo, he did the damn thing, man. He did the damn thing. Shout out to that guy. I wish coaches could, like, get that award and shit like that, because he definitely deserved that shit. And if you don't think he deserved that shit, you obviously didn't watch the game that I watched, because he coached that damn defense up, bro. He played cover two all night. That line, he played cover two all night, and Andy Reid didn't want to run the ball. So we all know when you're playing cover two and the coach don't want to run the ball, what's going to happen? Them safeties just going to sit back there. Everything is easy. Like, you playing it to their hands. Oh, we playing cover two. You're not going to run the ball. Oh, say less. So – the end of the day, shout out to Todd Bowles, man. Shout out to the Tampa Bay defense, man. Tom Brady is not the fucking GOAT of all GOATs, man. He the GOAT of this football shit just because of how much he got. I will say that he got to be the GOAT. Like, come on. Like, but he's also a cheater. So it's just like, GOAT of all GOATs. I hear on the radio, they talking about he better than Jordan and LeBron and Serena Williams and all these fucking people. I'm like, wait a minute. Are we forgetting that this man is a cheater? Like, take it easy. Yes, he won the most Super Bowls and all that shit. He won it in both conferences. I give him that. But, bro, you had defense, bro. It wasn't just Tom Brady out there. We're going to keep it G. We're going to keep it all the way G. The defense won that game. But I'm done. I digress. You can go, my brother. I know that was long, but I had a lot. I told you I had a clip.
Oh, shit. I was just sitting over here trying to remember everything I had to say, but – starting off, yeah, Todd Bowles deserve MVP, not Tom Brady. All but All of his touchdown passes came after a penalty, but I'm going to save that for later. Todd Bowles' defense definitely deserved, like, they should have just gave MVP to the whole defense, bro. I don't care about all that individual bullshit. Like, they should have gave MVP to that whole defense. You hold the Kansas City Chiefs and Pat Mahomes to 9 points. Granted, his receivers was dropping a lot of passes that hit him right in their face mask and different
that
stuff.
That was crazy.
I mean, look, you still shut them down. If they're going to drop it, that's on them. So let's hop into that receivers thing with the Kansas City Chiefs. First off, Andy Reid, you got to run the ball more, bro. You got 8 running backs. You got to run the ball more. Like you said, if they sitting back in cover two and you not making it tough on them by running the ball, it's easy. And they had Antoine Winfield back. And like, come on, bro. They just going to sit back there and pick you apart for real, for real. You got dudes giving Tyreek the peace sign after they double teaming them. That's corny, but you mean you got to play that man one-on-one.
Yeah. That was super corny. Thank you for bringing that up, bro.
Play one-on-one to give him the peace sign, bro. You can't double-team nobody and then tone him, Young Wolf. But you're going to learn that later, Young Wolf. It's cool.
Hey, bro, you got help. You got
help every play. Yeah, it's two against one every single play. But that's neither here nor there. The Chiefs look stink, bro. That offensive line was horrible. They had three offensive linemen in different positions. I think they moved their right tackle to left tackle. And moved a something to
left tackle to right tackle, and then they moved their guard to bro. It was a lot of shuffling.
It was just too much. Like, and that, and I mean, Tampa Bay doesn't have a stink front seven. Like, you can't give them that opportunity. You know, they still got JPP, they still got Sue, they still got Barrett. Like you said, like if they smell blood in the water, they still gonna come after you. So that's another thing. And that's another reason you needed to run the ball to give Pat Mahomes some help and give him the play action and different stuff like that. So I honestly think it was a horrible game plan starting off by Andy Reid, honestly. And I was kind of upset by that because I think he's really one of the best offensive coaches in the league. So that kind of threw me through a loop. But, getting into Tampa Bay's offense and all the penalties that they drew, that was very – I guess a lot of Brady fans would say fortunate if you're a fan of Brady, but I think it was pretty trash. It's just, come on, bro. You can't have the referees disinvolved in the Super Bowl, bro. Like, I don't care how you slice it. I don't care what way you want to turn it. Yeah, the penalties might have evened out towards the end of the game because they started trying to get the Chiefs more yards in the second half, but the game was already over by then, for real, for real. Like, they did what they did.
Like, you already stopped their momentum. They couldn't get nothing going because come on, bro.
It's crazy to me. The only penalty that I could understand almost 100% is the one on Mike Evans, the tripping one, if the cornerback actually tripped him. I heard a couple people say that he tripped over his own foot, but I didn't go back to watch the play. I did hear a couple people say that he tripped over his own foot.
He tripped off of Mike Evans' back foot. That's Mike Evans was running, and his leg, I mean, his foot hit the back of Mike Evans. That's a foul, bro. That's a foul. That's a foul.
His foot hit the back of Mike Evans' foot?
Yes.
Okay.
And then he tripped.
Okay, so that's the only one I can understand 100%. Yeah. That pass interference in the end zone, the ball was uncatchable. That's bullshit. I literally –
bro, two of those joints, the other one to Mike Evans, it was uncatchable. They going to say – and then the commentator's going to say – I don't know. It wasn't Tony Romo because, you know, he good on that shit. He going to say
– catchable, but it's still pass interference. What?
He said you can't really predict if Mike Evans could have stretched out. You can't measure that. You can't measure it and see if he stretched out, would he have been able to catch it. I said – I don't know if it was Collinsworth. I think it was Chris Collinsworth, whatever the hell his name is. I said, what the hell are you talking about, bro? Like, what are you talking about?
They be dick eating time too much for me, bro.
Like, like they made it that way for a reason. Like, it's a rule for a reason. Like, and now when Tom Brady playing, it just don't matter. So when you can throw the ball wherever you want to throw the ball and get a pass interference, I didn't know that. Like, I never knew that. Like, that was new to me watching the Super Bowl. I said, oh, wow.
So
they doing this in the Super Bowl.
Interferences that should have been called that wasn't. Throughout history,
this is why I hate the NFL sometimes, bro. This is exactly why I hate the NFL sometimes.
Yeah, bro. I mean, my thing is with the refs. Like, ever since that last play against Green Bay, which, you know, obviously was a penalty, but y'all was letting them play all game. Ever since that play, it just got worse and worse. It's like, what are y'all doing, bro? Like, y'all the same referees, the same league of referees that let whoever on the Saints kill the Viking or whatever it was, whoever on the Vikings kill the Saints player on that what was that, the NFC Championship game or the game right before it? When they let
you talking about Nicole Roby Coleman, the dude that the Eagles got.
Yeah, whoever.
The fuck you getting this guy for? You
smack the shit out of whoever, yeah, and they ain't call that call. But y'all want to call all these calls to Tom Brady, huh? Y'all extra specially watching. Y'all got y'all whistle already in y'all mouth when y'all reffing for Tom Brady, huh? It's just awkward, bro. It's different. Like, he just gets the benefit of the doubt, and it's crazy to me. Like,
he even knows it. He be laughing. Like, when he chased Tyrann Mathieu and they put the fucking penalty on Tyrann Mathieu, I say, yo, he chased him down. Tom Brady literally ran after him. How is that a penalty on? Bro, the shit that I was seeing, I'll say, yo, it's blatant. They don't care no more.
And the penalty.
They don't care that they're showing us this.
Facts. And the penalty on Chris Jones, the offensive lineman, pushed him first. Like, you don't want him to push him back?
Oh, my. Is that not the ticky-tackiest foul you ever seen in your life? These is grown men, 300-and-something pounds down there in the trenches. You mean to tell me after the play, this man pushed him and he pushed him back and you won't call a flag because the fucking drive was about to end?
Peep game, bro. All these
penalties. They knew it.
90% of these penalties was on third down, too. 95% was on third down.
I know. And then the next play or the play afterwards, it was probably a score or something leading to the score.
Yep.
Every time.
Yep.
So you cannot sit here and say that the penalties didn't affect nothing, because yes, the fuck it did. It affected the whole first half. Like, the whole first half was trash because of penalties. It was like every time you'd be like, oh, all right, the Chiefs done stopped them. Now maybe they can get something rolling. They was getting something rolling on their last drive. It did us a penalty. Out of nowhere. It's like, you know, the team's probably switching this stuff, and then they'd be like, damn. Yeah, it's a flag. Like the field goal. And then he threw the touchdown to a guard. That was the most blatant. Bro, that was ridiculous. And then the Tyrann Mathieu shit in the back of the end zone. I said, wow, bro. Well, and he threw it to AB right before the half.
By the way, he barely touched him. And they call pass interference. If it was going to be anything, it would have been illegal touching past 5 yards down the field, not pass interference, if we're being technical. He barely touched him, and he only touched him for a second. He didn't impede on the catch at all. First off, the ball was uncatchable.
And it wasn't catchable.
That's what I'm
saying. The ball was going to the fucking stands. Like, it wasn't catchable. How is that fair, bro? And at the end of the day, I started watching the game, like, how is it even fair? Like, the Chiefs don't even have a shot. Like, they don't have a shot. You know, I text you. I said, I'm about to turn this shit off. Like, I already know the result. The Tampa Bay winning this shit. Like, it's easy. My girl said the same thing. She said, why are you watching on your phone now? You taking it off the TV? I said, oh, because I know the result. I know what's about to happen. I'm not wasting my time. I might as well, you know, get on the game, enjoy myself or something, because I already know what's about to happen.
Yeah, bro, that shit was tragic, man. I'm tired of them. I'm tired of the Brady. Like, it's not even Brady. It's the referees. Like,
I'm about to say, you can't blame Brady.
I'm not mad.
That's the thing.
No, he doing what he's supposed to do. If y'all going to give me the calls, I'm going to take them. But, like.
Yeah.
It's the ref.
Exactly. I can't be mad at him.
It's the ref's fault, bro. I can't.
I just don't like Brady fans. Sorry to cut you off, bro.
Oh, so you feel like me with LeBron fans. I don't like LeBron fans.
I just don't like Brady fans, bro. It's because they act like this man never cheated. Now, I know I'm a LeBron fan, and sometimes we get crazy, and I will admit that, bro. I do get crazy sometimes when I'm talking about LeBron. I'll admit that. But these Tom Brady fans are a different type of breed, bro. Like, this man, y'all know this man cheat. He got caught cheating twice, and y'all still say he the GOAT and all that. You got to be scared of somebody that the evidence is all in their face and they don't believe. You got to be scared of that person, because that's ridiculous. I don't like these Tom Brady fans, bro. I appreciate talent, and I appreciate greatness, and I appreciate success. That's why I give Tom Brady his due, but come on, bro. Come on, bro. You got the fucking refs in your back pocket. You can do whatever you want. They gonna ask him, is he coming back? Why not when you got the refs in your fucking pocket and you can go and win an eighth one? Why not? It's gonna take for a team to literally fuck Tom Brady up for him to not be, you know what I'm saying? That's the only way he's not making it back to the Super Bowl next year. I don't see nobody in the NFC stopping them. Who gonna stop them if they defense play like that? Nobody. And you got Tom Brady?
Nobody.
Come on, bro.
This shit
they the new dynasty. Fuck the Chiefs. Fuck the Chiefs. They gonna be the new dynasty. Tom Brady gonna be able to play till he's 50.
Facts. Facts. With the way
shit, you can't touch it, can't touch his helmet, can't aim at his legs. You can't even fuck Tom Brady up.
Nah, you can't. You gotta give him a you gotta give him a polite you know, a little polite shove to sack him. Like, it's crazy. I don't know, bro. This shit, it's different. I'm tired of the refs, bro. I'm tired of the refs. Definitely, Brady fans is horrible. They act like they don't see nothing. But that's cool, though. I mean, that's how you're supposed to be when you're a fan of somebody. I don't expect nothing different. But shit just trash, bro. Shit just trash. I can't. I was sad watching that game because it's like Pat's so good, but he don't even have a chance. And then his team wasn't helping him out to even give him a slight chance, for real, for real. So it's like, it's over.
Bro,
and then the week see that garbage-ass halftime show, like, bro, like.
That did you see the throw, though? Remember, bro, you put the meme up, the dodgeball meme, bro? Oh, my God. I was crying because I knew. I'm like, yo, that looked familiar, bro. That so like 2 minutes later, I go on Instagram and they put that meme. I'll say, yo, that is hilarious, yo. That was crazy. Man, that man said, fall into the. I said, wow, bro.
Perfect throw.
Everybody out there talking about he need help. I know.
Perfect throw.
They out there talking about he need help. He need help, bro. He got all the help in the world. Y'all just was talking about Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce being the greatest duo of all time as far as weapons. They was talking about them like, oh, all right, they might be the greatest.
No, he got help. Kelce was cooking, but Kelce also dropped the pass early in the game that could have converted a third down. Let's not forget that. Reek also dropped the touchdown. That would have been a tough catch, but that's a catch he can make. That's a catch that he's made before. So, I don't know, bro. This shit tough. He definitely don't need no help, though. They bugging the fuck.
And Reek dropped that touchdown.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Reek dropped that touchdown. I mean, it was a tough play, but he usually make that tough play. And Kelce, he dropped that pass on third down. He usually
make that. Hit him in his face.
Yep.
True.
That was like three or four passes that hit dudes in a face mask that they didn't catch. Right in the face, man.
I'm not going to lie. Like you said, the Tyreek Hill joint was the degree of difficulty was a little bit higher.
You know what I'm saying?
But come on, bro. You're Tyreek Hill. We expect that from you, bro. So that's not like he couldn't have corked that anyway. No, that's a, bro. That's an easy bucket for you. What are you doing? Like, you feel me? It's the Super Bowl. Like, they just didn't show up. Them dudes didn't show up, bro. And if you paid attention, bro. It's like they fucking knew. Did you pay attention to their sideline? Mm-hmm. Oh, you might not have. I pay attention to shit like that. All year, right? When the Chiefs go down, oh my God. No, not right now. People calling me in the middle of the podcast. Anyway, all year, when the Chiefs go down, you look at their sideline. Is up, talking to everybody. Yo, we been here. We have done it, boy. We done this. We can do this. Let's go. Let's go be great. Let's go do what we do. We've been here. You know, Kermit out there. Oh, my God. Come on. Kermit out there giving us the motivational speeches, all that. Everybody on the sideline, Travis Kelce, come on. This is what we do. Come on. Tyreek, come on. They forgot about us. They don't know what we get into. What happened to that? All I saw was a bunch of that's all I saw on the sideline. It was no motivational speeches, and I can't wait till Mic'd Up come out, because I'm going to know who on that Chiefs sideline was mic'd up. Somebody was mic'd up, and I need to know who it was, because, bro, that might have been the quiet and the most calm I've ever seen the Chiefs sideline, and they down. It's like they knew it. And that's why I feel like this shit is fixed. Because I never seen the Chiefs play like that. Like, it was like, they couldn't move the ball at all against the same team. Against the same team that y'all was fucking, y'all put up, what, Tyreek had 3 touchdowns in the first fucking quarter? 200-something yards in the first quarter? Something like that? Or first half? You mean to tell me y'all can't do nothing? Like, nothing? Y'all can't get the ball rolling at all? That was crazy, bro. That was different, bro. That was different.
Yeah, I didn't even pay attention to that, but I don't even
know. I've never seen nothing like that in my life, bro.
Bro, like, it definitely, I hate saying that shit is fixed, but it definitely seemed like it was fixed the way the refs was calling them calls. I want to know how much they made off that game, for real, for real. That's what I want to know.
I feel like when we get, like, older and we, like, 40 and 50, we going to get these stories about these referees and stuff. They going to start coming out and writing books and all that stuff, and they going to start telling us. Because, bro, it's no way you trying. I'm a pretty smart dude. You ain't finna keep playing in my face like this. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's all I'm saying. And if nobody else see this, it's like, yo, come on, bro. Like, it's like they playing in our face, bro. Like, how is it possible? How is this possible that every time Tom Brady's in a big game, he gets all these calls? Like, how? How is that?
It'd be impossible.
And then we already know he cheated. So it's like, all right, I know he's a cheater now. So it's just like, I know he would do anything to win. So what if he's cheating now and just nobody's paying attention to it? What if he's doing the same fucking thing he was doing in fucking New England? Going to motherfuckers' practices and getting their plays and knowing what they're going to do. Because it sure did seem like the Bucks knew everything the fucking Chiefs was going to do.
That's a fact.
It sure did look like that to me. And I know that line is fucked up, so it had a lot to do with it. But I'm just, bro, Tom Brady ain't no good to go. That's all I'm going to say. And we can end the Super Bowl conversation with that. Tom Brady ain't no GOAT of all GOATs. Got it. Out of that shit.
He don't have 23 chips, and he's not undefeated in the chips, so I'm not going to give him the GOAT of all GOATs title yet.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Playing.
That is tough having 7 chips, though. He got more chips than any other.
But why, though? Because he cheated.
Any franchise, bro.
Think about that, though. Because he cheated. Think about those early chips. People keep forgetting those early chips. He was cheating. The Patriots were cheating, and they never got caught. Like, that's what everybody don't understand. This dude, Tom Brady, my dad said it last night. He's like, it's like he's not real. It's like they put this little rep thing in front of us, and they just was like, all right, like a puppet in front of us, and this is what we're going to do with this. And we're going to make him seem like he's the goat. It's like he's a creation. Now, when my dad said it, he added LeBron in there. Now he done lost his mind. But Tom Brady shit, I was feeling him. I was feeling him with that. He said it's like the narrative, Tom Brady and these dudes always control the narrative. They all, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's not real. It's like fake. It's right in our face. And it's apparent as it's real, but this shit is fake. It's not real. Like, come on, bro. No way you get all those penalties at the times that he got the penalties. That's what it was. It wasn't about the penalties. It was about the times that he got it. Right. You doing 3 and out or they stop you on 3rd down and now it's a flag? Like, and then it was late. They were throwing all these late flags. It'd be like, the play is over. You think, like, I'm walking away from the TV about to go, you know, get my food or whatever the case may be. And I come back, I'm like, flag? Wait, I thought I watched the play already. I thought it was over. Like, flag? No, where was the flag at?
The flag, bro.
And the refs come discuss.
You had to watch the rest of the play. The real play happened afterwards when they threw the flag.
Yo, real rap. They wanted their TV time. They said, listen, I'm going to be on TV today. This is the Super Bowl. Everybody going to see my face. And we got a woman as a referee, too. Yeah, they going to see us. Like, I swear, bro, that's what they is trying to do. Zebras out there drone.
Yeah, she, I don't know. She was only a line judge, though, apparently or supposedly. So, I mean, hey. I mean, I'm all for inclusion, but I seen a meme going around that she got a 16-year-old son named Brady, named after Tom Brady after his second Super Bowl. Smells fishy to me, but I'm gonna just leave that there and let y'all minds wander.
See, See, I didn't know that. See, I was already saying it. I was already saying it without even having that knowledge. Now it all makes sense.
It came from Darren Rovell, the sports writer or whatever. He the one who tweeted out first, and people started making memes and stuff. I didn't know if it was true or not, but once I seen it came from him, I was like, might have some truth to it. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'm gonna just leave that there for y'all to speculate.
Yeah, that's anything.
Said our piece. We both already think it's fixed.
Real. That's real. Super real. But yeah, I ain't got nothing else for that Super Bowl though, bro. Like I gave it a whole clip. I feel like we've been talking for like 30 minutes about that, whatever we've been talking for. But I had a lot to say about that because I didn't appreciate that. And today I did not appreciate all these people on sports radio talking all this crazy, this gibberish, all this dumb stuff. Like, come on, bro. I literally heard somebody say, first of all, I don't understand how you can compare a team sport to an individual sport, but I'm gonna just let him have it. He was comparing Serena Williams and Tom Brady. And I was like, bro, how can you even make that comparison? Like, you sound retarded. Because he was like, Tom Brady is the best athlete of all time. And I was like, wait, what? That's where we going with this? Tom Brady's the greatest athlete of all time.
He's not.
What? Yo, that's the most false statement I ever heard in my life. Wait, what? I don't care how many chips he got. He's not the most. What? That is blasphemy. These people just been driving me crazy all day, bro. I just had to let that go real quick.
Yeah, but we could get into some NBA or something. Hold on. Before we get on NBA.
You still here? But yeah.
Before we get on NBA, Brett Favre, shut the fuck up. I don't care whose goat you are. I don't care how.
You always do that, bro. That's why I didn't say nothing.
I don't give a fuck, Brett Favre. Shut the fuck up. Do not tell that young man how to handle his career. Just because you wanted to shut up and dribble as a white man doesn't mean he wants to as a black man in 2021. Brett Favre, shut
pocket watching. Get off my man Dick. Get off my man wallet. Pocket watching. Talking about he got paid a nice sum of money. I said, whoa. Why you pocket watching? Whoa. You clocking another man pockets for and what his salary is. You out of the league, player. You ain't playing no more. So
you get a residual from
Rangers. Shut the fuck up, Brett Favre. We ain't trying to hear that shit. And this is.
Go ahead, bro. My fault.
This is not. This ain't back in the. Yeah, this not that no more. No, you good, bro. I'm just saying this ain't that. I'm adding to what you're saying. Like, this ain't that no more. I think Randy Moss said it. This ain't the era of shut up and play football no more. Exactly. That shit is over.
Exactly.
You know, they try to hold on to it. You know, you know who I'm talking about. You know, they try to hold on to it. But it's a wrap for that. It's a wrap for all that. If I don't want to be here, I ain't going to be here, player. I affect so much. You know how much I affect? I go home. Oh, okay, I go home. And you still going to have to pay me. But I ain't going to play for you. So either trade me or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like that. If you're in a contract, you should be held to that contract. I'm not even going to get into the history of America because I can go a long way with that about contracts being
voided.
What do they call it?
Whatever.
Voided and all that.
Whatever.
Woo! I could go all day about that, but we just going to leave that alone. But stick to your contract. Yeah. When I was signed, they made everything look all peachy keen. Everything looked good. They told me certain things. They didn't hold up their part of the deal. I went out now. That's how it works. That's how business works. Now, because the player's doing it, it's a problem. No. When y'all do it and just trade a player out of nowhere or release a player out of nowhere and don't got to pay him, it's fine. But because y'all gave him $100 million guaranteed, he got to stay with y'all? No, he don't.
Hey, hold on.
I gotta stay with y'all.
Facts. But look, Brett Favre, peep this. What if when you were playing, they traded your number one receiver for pennies without consulting you? And then what did they hire? Was it a GM and a coach without consulting you, Brett Favre? How would you feel? Would you still want to play for
the organization? The two most important things.
Would you still want to play for that organization? Oh, all right, then shut the fuck up and collect your residual checks from Wranglers, bro. Like, we don't want to hear from you. You wear Wranglers. We don't want to hear from you, bro. We don't want
to
hear.
I need to have a pair of Wranglers, though, bro. Chill.
Nah. I'm about to cook, Brett, man.
Chill. I'm with, they was my school Jones. I had a pair of Wranglers, though. I ain't going to. But fuck Brett Favre, though. Fuck Brett Favre, though.
Dude, he got to relax. I had something else for the NFL, but Brett Favre made me forget, bro. If you done, I'm done.
Oh, bro. I'm not trying to. Carson Wentz. I'm hearing he's supposed to be traded tomorrow or the following day. This is, I don't know, you know, I don't know nothing. I ain't got no inside. You know, this is all from reading. This is all me reading. Reading reports. So I don't know how real these reports are, but these are Philly journalists, though. It's not like it's like other people or nothing like that. These are Philly journalists. And it, they saying, and they, and, you know, When it keep going, eventually you know it's real. Like something, they don't know the details, but they know what's going down. You know what I'm saying? The way they talking and all the stuff I've been reading, they say tomorrow or the following day, Carson Wentz is going to be traded. But I just wanted to say, because I've been hearing that we're supposed to get Nicky Foles back from Chicago. Do it now. Get the GOAT back in Philly. Do it now. Don't even second guess it. Do it now. We need Nicky Foles. I was listening to the radio all day. People talking. How can you down talk the man that won us our only Super Bowl? How can you not want the guy that won us our only Super Bowl? I don't care what he did nowhere else. Before he won a Super Bowl for us, what did he do? Back to us. He was shitty. He only want to play good for us. How can you not like that man? Like, how can you not love him? I love Nick Foles. Pause. I don't care. I love that man. I never thought in a million years that the Eagles would win a Super Bowl. And we won a Super Bowl. And we had a quarterback outplay the GOAT of all GOATs. The GOAT of all GOATs played his best game in the Super Bowl. Well, I wouldn't say his best game, but you know, he beat broke the record for yards or whatever. I wouldn't say it was his best game or whatever, but he was balling. He was balling. The GOAT of all GOATs was balling. Nicky Foles balled more. How do you not want this man back? I just wanted to say that. Philly fans, y'all need to get yourselves together. Like, seriously. Y'all need to stop picking favorites, and because y'all like Chase Utley over Ryan Howard. I don't know why. And it's just like, y'all pick and choose who y'all want to be y'all favorites and all that shit. Y'all got to cut that shit out, man. Nicky Foles is stamped in Philly. Will always be stamped in Philly. Please get that man back. Please. Because he getting disrespected everywhere he go. Jacksonville, they disrespect. Chicago, they disrespect. You come back home. You know that Rick James John on the Dave Chappelle show back in the day when he be like, you know what I'm saying? That's how I am right now. I need to find that meme or whatever, but I'm gonna find that. But we need to just come on back, player. Come back home. They don't deserve you. Come on, GOAT. Come on, real GOAT, the real GOAT. Come on, man. Let's get back home. We saved. We didn't even change nothing about your room. We didn't change the curtains. We didn't change the sheets on the bed. We didn't change the pillowcases. Hey, man, I didn't even turn the TV off because I knew you wasn't going to be going for that long. I said I left the TV on. I left your favorite show on and everything. Come back. Get comfortable. Kick your feet up, man. You know you got to come back home, player. Like, come on. Let's do this. We're supposed to get Tariq Cohen in the deal, too. First round pick, the GOAT, and Tariq Cohen. I love it.
That's a good deal. That's a good deal. I mean, yeah, that's a good deal. That's a good deal. Especially if they get it together to where they take most of that contract on and y'all don't have to take most of it on. I definitely take that.
I mean, we still gonna have to absorb Nick Foles' joint though.
That's cool. I'd rather absorb his joint than Carson's.
That's what I'm saying. I spend that money on Nicky Foles. Even if he be shitty. That's the thing. Nick Foles can come out and do horrible. He could do what Carson Wentz just did last year. I'm not going to down talk that man. He won us a Super Bowl against the GOAT. There's nothing you can say to Nick Foles, I feel like. Me personally, as a quarterback, there's nothing you can say to Nick Foles. You can't, bro. He can literally – they be like, oh, Nick Foles, you got benched for Mitchell Trubisky. You got benched for what the fuck was the dude? Minshew. Gardner Minshew. You got benched for them. Yeah, but I won the Super Bowl as a backup.
Facts. And I'll be the greatest quarterback. He's not going to be on the bench complaining about being a backup. He going to support whoever
starter is. Exactly. That's why he's so thorough. And, like, he outplayed the GOAT. It's not about that he beat him. He outplayed him. He literally outplayed that man. Caught a touchdown and everything. Tom Brady couldn't catch the ball. Tom Brady tried. He saw that. Y'all saw that. It would have been a touchdown. If it was a fast play, it would have been a touchdown because, you know, it was nobody out there. That was Tom Brady. It would probably been like 30 yards or something like that. He dropped that ball. It was an easy play. Pass right in his hands. He dropped that ball. Nicky Foles said, any caught it like this. He didn't even catch it like this. He caught that bitch like this. Like, that's just a pat right in the hands. Come here. Talking about Tutty. Tutty for the hand.
Body.
Tutty. This man outplayed a GOAT and catch a touchdown in a fucking Super Bowl, and y'all don't want this man back? I love Jalen Hurts. And I think it's his team now. But Nick Foles, if he was to be our backup, I'd be perfectly fine. Even if he was to be our starter, I would be perfectly fine with that. I'll be perfectly fine. He won us a Super Bowl. Give him another shot at the starting job. Go ahead. Do your thing, player. See what you do. Because we know we still got young boy on the bench. You feel me?
Fact.
If it don't work, we'll just put you on the bench. You don't mind, right? You love Philly, right? You feel me? He don't mind.
He won't be no distraction.
At all. At all. He going to be chilling. And when Jalen Hurts come to the sideline, he going to be in his face. Hey, look, this is what you do on that. When they throw that at you, this is what you do. When that safety come down, or when you see that linebacker, this is what you do. He not going to be like Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz was in the background like this.
Yeah, Carson was bitter. Yeah.
In the background, mad as shit, looking at his coach and the new quarterback. You feel what I'm saying? Like, bro, you ain't supposed to be like that, bro. Groom the young bull, man. Groom me, man. Don't be like that. Don't be like that, bro. And I feel like that's when I feel like, I don't know if we going. Yeah. Carson Wentz, yeah, it's time for you to go. I just wanted to bring that up. Carson was about to get out of here, and I'm fucking ecstatic.
I'm fucking with that, bro. I definitely a fuck with. I'm not even an Eagles fan, but that sound like a good jump. Because you know Nick Foles going to hold it down regardless, like you said.
And then we getting Tariq Cohen in the deal, and we getting the first. I think it's like the 21st pick or something like that, the 22nd. But still, I take that. Because Tariq Cohen, he had that ACL, but he's supposed to be ready by the time the season starts. So it's like, okay, now we got a backup for Miles. You feel me? Even though we still got the boy Boston Scott.
Nah, he not Cohen.
But I'm about to say Boston Scott, not Tariq Cohen. So it's a little bit of it's a difference. You feel what I'm saying? But he coming off the ACL. So you don't know what he's gonna be like.
That nigga 5'6", 110 pounds. His ACL be all right. Nigga don't weigh nothing. His ACL be
He say he 5'6", 110 pounds. He disrespectful.
All right, not 110, right. But he is 5'6", though. That's a fact.
Nah, that's real. But well, we could. I ain't got nothing else for the NFL or anything like that. I mean, we can talk about a little ball and stuff. Ain't a lot been going on with ball, really, you feel me, besides my man, Mello Ball. You know what I'm saying? Me hooping and shit. Ain't shit been going on. My rookie of the year doing this thing.
I've been telling you for like 4 years, Yamo was gonna be tough, man.
All right, but now I finally believe the hype. Dang, I give you credit. Dang, I'm finally on the bandwagon, bro. I'm sorry, I missed the ride a couple times. Y'all spent the block like 3 times, and I missed it. But you know, I'm on it now.
It's cool, bro. We back again. We spent it a couple times. We spent it a couple times, and now he had 24-10-7 tonight. His plus minus was plus 29. So I don't know who they sending to the bench when Devontae Graham get back, but it ain't going to be Melo. It's going to have to be Terry Rozier or Devontae Graham. One of y'all going to have to accept that six-man rule, baby.
They not sending that Terry Rozier to the bench. All that money they pay him, so he's going to have to play.
So then they're going to have to send Graham to the bench.
If I'm Jordan, I'm sending Devontae Graham to the bench. I'm sending that from the top. Like, listen, hey, we're going to have to see what Terry do. We put a lot of money into this man. We're going to see what Terry and LaMelo do together. See what they tandem do together. Then we could do the Devontae and LaMelo together. See what that tandem do. And then we could trade one of these motherfuckers. Because honestly, I think that's what they're trying to do.
You think they're trying to get one of them out of
there? Why not keep Devontae off your bench or Terry off your bench?
I like all three of them on the same team.
Don't need them.
I just
we need both of them.
I think my issue with they three guard thing is I like all three of them on the same team, but I like Terry off the bench running the show off the bench. But that's not gonna happen because he's making too much money. That's my issue.
Yeah. I like that though. But why you don't like Devontae off the bench?
Because I like Terry running the offense better off the bench. I think you need somebody that's going to run the offense off the bench. I don't really like Devontae Graham running the offense off the bench. Honestly, that's just me. I think I'd rather Terry.
I mean, I kind of feel like they both score first, guys. I mean,
they are.
When I watch Devontae play and I watch Terry play, I feel like they both go for the bucket first. Like, they don't try to get their teammates open. So, honestly, I don't think it's that much of a difference between the two. Really? Like, you feel me? It ain't like Terry out there giving you 15 assists or give you a double-digit assist game or something like that. He ain't never been no ball mover. He been a bucket getter. That's what I knew Terry Rozier for, coming off the bench, getting buckets, like, playing defense.
That's a fact.
That's what he for, defense and getting buckets. I don't Devontae Graham now, he's not as good as on a defensive end, so maybe that's why you take. That's a weird John, because they
I think you so just gotta find close. Whoever more comfortable off the bench. You right. I think you just gotta find whoever more comfortable off the bench for real.
No, fuck the bench. You have to find who's ever comfortable playing with LaMelo. That's what you need to find what's comfortable. Because he loved Miles Bridges. Him and Miles, that's his name?
Yeah, Miles Bridges. Yeah.
Miles Bridges. He loved Miles Bridges.
We just played for the Suns.
He loved him, huh?
I said because Mikal Bridges played for the Suns, so that got to be.
That's what I was thinking about. That's what I was thinking about. I'm like, damn, am I getting it mixed up or whatever? But he loved him. But so we just got to see, who do we love more out of Devontae Graham and Terry Rozier? Because one of them going to have to go. LaMelo is your starting point guard for the future. Like, it's a wrap. So we're going to have to figure it out. And I would say, I'm going to have to get rid of Terry, bro. Because I feel like you would get more for Terry, too. Like, get rid of Terry Rozier, and I don't know what you would get for him, but he's if I had to give up anybody, I would give him up. But I don't think – they might not. Now that I'm thinking about it, really, really thinking about it. Because what other guards do they have?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's they three guards. Like, they need to keep them three and make them three work together for real.
Yeah, that's real.
That's tough. I think you could get
that. That's a real tough one.
I think you could get some pieces for Terry, though. Somebody need a starting point guard. Let me see.
That's what I'm saying. And you're not going to get that much for Devontae Graham. Like, he, first of all, if he would have had fucking most improved player, maybe that would have upped this, you know? But nah, you're not getting nothing for that dude right now. Like, you feel me? Like, so I'd say get rid of – they're not going to get rid of any of them, though. But I'm just saying, like, they need a star to play next time. You know, I'm trying to expedite the process of my young boy, like, being great. You feel me? Like, they need another piece there. You feel me? They need a big man because Bismack, he ain't it.
Shit, Bismack.
Bismack Biyombo.
Crazy tonight. He was blocking everything.
See? And I was about to say that. I about to say, I ain't going to disrespect him because he'll have those nights where he'll give you about 5 blocks and he'll be like, oh, isn't that crazy? But no, I need 5 blocks every night, nigga. You ain't scoring. That's my whole thing about dudes like that. You not scoring, bro. You don't have no effect on the game besides your defense. Go the fuck all out on your defense. Like, strap up. Like, literally strap up. The one thing that I love about Andre Drummond, no matter what, he going to lead the league in rebounds because he fucking rebound them all. He loves to rebound that goddamn rock. No matter what, Andre Drummond is going to rebound the ball. You know that. You know what I'm saying? You know you're going to have 15 boards from that man every night. If you Bismack Biyombo, if you give your effort every night, he can easily average three blocks a night. Two and a half to three blocks a night. I know he can. Why not just do that? Why not just focus on that part of your game? I don't know. Like, I don't know, man.
That's what I was looking at. Yeah. I mean, you're right, though. You need somebody that's going to be consistent down there. You don't need somebody that's just going to give them couple nights a season type shit. Like, you need somebody that's going to give that single night. I feel you. And Drummond would be
nice. When they get to the playoffs, it's going to get real for the Hornets, bro, because they making the playoffs. Don't get it fucked up. But when they get to the playoffs, they just going to get real for them, bro. They going to go against a big man, and they going to get trashed because Bismack, all he do is foul. He just like Norvell Pell, bro. I swear.
That's a fact. And Bismack.
Didn't I tell you what he was going to do? You see what he did in his debut? What did I tell you, bro? Yeah. He got in the game for 5 minutes. He had 2 points, two rebounds, two blocks, and two fouls. I fucking told you. That's all he do is fucking foul, yo. You see he had that highlight. He jumped up, blocked the shot all crazy. He did the same thing on the Sixers. He will give you that energy, and then you'll be like, oh, my God. Norvell, stop fucking fouling, bro. Stay on your feet, bro. How you get them other three blocks if you jump in every time? It'd be like amazing. If he get his first couple blocks, it's like he can't stay on his feet. He like a dude on. I'm about to say, did you ever play 2K? But anyway, I know you didn't play 2K and seen the big man in the paint.
The one that just keep jumping. You got to stop hitting Y.
Bro, stay on your feet, bro. Just stay just on your feet, hold bro. Your hands you gotta up.
Stop hitting wide.
Yeah, hold your hand. Hold your hands up, bro. Like your hands is tall, bro. Just throw them up there. You ain't gotta jump every time. Like you know what I'm saying? Like
real right.
Yeah.
And they just signed Noah Vonleh. What was that? Yesterday they signed him.
Now I like that. I don't like the Shumpert signing. What was that for?
Defense, supposedly.
Who's Shumpert going to guard in the playoffs?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. That's why I said supposedly.
Why do you think Brian got rid of him? Why do you think Brian brought back JR instead of Iman Shumpert? Because you heard what he said. He said, yeah, he's a better defensive player and all that stuff. Like, Shump we know he's going
hurt, though, bro. I think Shump was hurt.
He was hurt? Oh, okay. I love Shump, though. I love Shump. You know, I love Shump. This ain't personal. I'm talking about on the basketball court, though. Like, bro, like, I think it's about to be a rap. You know what I'm saying? But I love, you know, he doing the thing with the rapping and all that. Beautiful wife, kids, all that. You know, do your thing, bro. Fashion. He doing his fashion shit. You feel me? He probably should have just kept doing his fashion shit. That's all I'm saying. Like, I ain't no shots or nothing. But, hey, I ain't in the NBA. I ain't never played no NBA. I ain't never get no championship. So let me shut the fuck up. Because that's probably what he would say. Would you ever play? You know what I'm saying? So I can't really say nothing. So I'm just saying, like, hey, bro, you be getting cooked, bro. So I just
we going
to, you know, lace them up.
They be getting cooked.
Show them Jones over there.
They be getting cooked as a whole, so it don't even matter. Like, they don't play no defense anyway. They're not going, you know. It ain't going to be no difference if he don't strap up. It's going to be the same.
I'm gonna make a hot take right now, yo. Yo, the Nets might win a chip this year, bro. And you know why I think they're gonna win it? Cause you remember when Bron and all them got together and how everybody thought they was gonna win it that first year and they folded and all that shit. I really like, I don't know why. I was daydreaming about it earlier. Like, I really feel like the Nets and KD, because we all know how KD look up to Bron. And if you don't know, then you just lost in the sauce. And that man, he just want to be the greatest in the world. He been trying to be the greatest in the world for the longest. And he just – but what I think he going to try to do is, like, to make his statement as, like, now I'm the greatest is he going to win it this year. The first year of the big three being together, and that's going to be the difference between him and Brian. He's going to be like, well, he did the first year to dumb fans that don't watch. You feel me saying? Like, I feel like he's trying to make a point to his, like, his real fans, like, this year. Like, well, LeBron did this and couldn't win the chip in his first year. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to win the chip in my first year. And I kind of think they will because – of sort of like what I was talking about with the NFL, like it's the best story. And it's like damn, KD coming off that Achilles injury. Da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? Like getting his team together. I think they might pull it out, bro. I don't know what they're gonna do as far as signing people and all that shit, and it might change my perspective on it, but I really feel like they're gonna win the chip this year. Now I think it's gonna take them 7 games to beat the Lakers because AD gonna go fucking bonkers. And that's gonna be the problem, is that they can't do nothing to stop AD. But LeBron gonna have his off games, which is, as LeBron fan, I'm tripping saying this, but you know what I mean. LeBron coast game. No, it's playoff LeBron. What am I saying? Yeah, I'm going to just stick to what I'm saying. I think they're going to beat the Lakers in game 7, bro. I don't know why. Like I said, I was like daydreaming about this shit the other day. I really do think they're going to do it. And then they're going to start this narrative like, oh, KD did it his first year with his big three and LeBron couldn't. Is he the best player in the world? Because they've been trying to make Kevin Durant the best player in the world for the last 5-6 years. Like, they've been trying so hard. It's just like LeBron just keep turning up. Like, he keep turning up. This man turned 36 and decided his 18th season he going to shoot 40% from the three and shoot 7 threes a game. Like, what the fuck, LeBron? When did you ever shoot 7 threes from the – when did you ever start shooting that many threes, bro? Like, what are you doing? So it's just like I don't know. Like I honestly feel like they gonna win it this year, bro. I don't know if that's a hot take or not, but probably getting crazy because it's too early. But hey, if I gotta go super early picks, I'm gonna go with the Nets, bro. I think the Nets gonna handle it, bro, this year.
I don't, but I feel you. I feel what you're saying, though. That would be a great storyline. Kyrie cancer. He came off his Black Lives Matter shit. KD coming off Achilles injury. James Harden come off being a quote-unquote cancer or whatever. So that would be a great storyline. You got – yeah. That's
KD. KD couldn't win without Steph. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a pretty good storyline. But I just don't see it. Like, I know they going to score, but, like, you can't stop nobody else from scoring. So, like, if you have an off night, you lost.
So, do you think they would have we already know.
Bro, the only way they win the championship to me personally, is if in the playoff, KD becomes the leading shot taker. There's no reason Kyrie should be averaging more shots than KD. In the playoffs, KD needs to be taking the most shots.
You said the only way they're going to win?
The championship, yes.
Okay. I thought you said lose. My fault.
The only way they're going to win is if KD takes the most shots, to me, because he's so efficient and he's unguardable. I know Kyrie is bold too, but you shouldn't be taking more shots than KD. I don't care who you think you are.
That's real.
Unstoppable. That's the most unstoppable scoring build we ever seen.
Facts.
So I'm not trying to hear none of it.
You got a point with that, though, bro. You do got a point with that. Because we know what James Harden do when he get all the shots. We know what Kyrie do when he get all the shots. We've yet to see what KD do when he get all the shots because all he do is pass them up. Now, he been trying to show us in Golden State. But just show us with Brooklyn and then I believe it. That's all I'm saying. He knew you could do it.
He showed us a little bit in Golden State facts. He showed us a little bit.
Yeah. Turned up his defense. You feel me? He not playing the same defense this year that he's playing with Golden State. That's the funny part. Remember they was all trying to put him up there. Oh, yeah, he might be all defensive team. He got this many blocks. And I'm like, yeah, because he playing with Golden State. It's easy to play defense with them. They're a great defensive team. Like, the fuck? And everybody gets so in awe of their three-point shooting that they forget that they're a top five. Well, they were in their prime a top five defense. Like, they were strapping niggas. Like easily. Steph was the only liability on that starting lineup. And they hit him. Yes. And they hit him. So it was like, he was like, you ain't going. Kyrie the only one that really, really, really exposed that. You know what I'm saying? Like, but like, yeah. We'll, you got a good point with that, but we'll see. You know, the verdict is out. The verdict is out on KD.
Yeah, we're going to
taking all the shots because we don't know what he's going to do with all those shots. That's the thing. That's the thing. You done seen your man, because that's your man. I don't give a fuck how you stop liking him and all that. That's your man. You done seen your man. You didn't see your man crumble. He crumbled. So, hey, let's see what he do, baby.
Now that is my man. I forgave him for all the Golden State bullshit. But, yeah, the last time I seen him in a situation without another MVP, he was crumbling. So, yes, that's a fact. That's a fact. I mean, he got another MVP now, but it's not Steph. It's James Harden. It's two totally different MVPs we talk about.
Yes, sir. They ain't nothing alike.
I will say, I do like the way that Harden is being the one to sacrifice his shots. I do like that. I like that a lot. He wants
Shout out to bro. Shout out to bro.
He wants to win.
Shout out to bro.
He wants to win, bro. He's there to win.
They not about to waste this unselfish Harden. Because I'm going to be real mad. Because, bro, with every game, whatever they need, he giving it to them, bro. I done seen it. If they need offense, he give them the offense. If they need him to be the point guard and facilitate the offense, he does that, bro. And we ain't going to trip. Let's give him his credit. Credit what credit's due. He's been playing a little better defense, too, to stop Kawhi Leonard in that Clippers game. Man, you know, it was a couple days, you know, that was a little minute ago. But to stop Kawhi Leonard, I think, what, it was like 2-3 possessions in a row, if I'm not mistaken? Mm-hmm. It might have just been two. Yeah, I'm going to just say two, but I believe it was 3 possessions in a row where he guarded Kawhi. He giving him body. Like, they out there. You feel me? I wouldn't say he scrapped him. But he played great defense.
He was active. That's all you want from Harden. Exactly.
He played great defense. So Harden, I'm loving Harden in his big three. I'm not going to lie, because last time we seen him with Russ and KD, he was, you know, sixth man and all that shit. But I'm loving this Harden, bro. Like, yeah, I'm happy you said that. Shout out to bro.
Yeah, in fact, shout out to Harden, man. And shout out to Melo again, bro.
The young GOAT. You feel me? Sorry, Ja.
Bro. Shout out to Zion. He hooping this season. I know you were saying niggas don't want to just see dunks all day. Bro, he averaging 24, 8-4 or something like that. That's tough.
Oh, my God, bro. Yeah, dunking all the time. Oh, I got 10 dunks a game.
Bro, he a he an old school power forward. He got to get a jump shot.
Oh, bro, that nigga Charles Barkley 2.0.
Yeah, he just got to get a jump shot.
Charles Barkley, fucking Blake Griffin. I don't know why I said Charles. He Blake Griffin. He Blake Griffin 2.0. That's what he is. Why you see Blake now? You see what Blake is now? That's what Zion be in a couple years. I promise you. I promise you.
He gotta get a jump shot quicker than Blake did. That's what he gotta do.
The only thing is, he is a lefty, so he might get that jump shot faster.
That need to be his goal, bro, to get that jump shot quicker than Blake did. That'll save his career.
Yeah.
That's the only thing
that's going to save his career, because he don't got no vision. And it's funny because they was trying to hype his vision up and shit like he was boring. So I say, yo, y'all better cut it out. Stop comparing this man to LeBron. Now, y'all better stop comparing him. LeBron averaged 8 assists damn near his whole career. You better stop comparing. This man don't got no vision. All he see is bucket. That nigga go up, he say, dunk, I'm about to dunk it. That's all that man see, and that's all that man think. You not finna tell me this man see the floor like LeBron see the floor? Shut your fuck. Then that be the experts that don't watch basketball, bro. That be saying stuff like that, and they be pissing me off. Like, cause I ain't no expert, but I watch basketball extensively. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I watch basketball. Like, you see certain stuff. Like, it's no way you see Zion Williamson play and you say, he play like LeBron. There's no fucking way you see that. There's no fucking way.
They just want to compare everybody to LeBron, and that shit is corny. Let them niggas be who
they are. You can't, and that's what they don't realize. They will never be able to compare to anybody to LeBron. They've been trying, bro. They've been trying so hard. You can't, he's a one of one. This is a wrap. There will be no more LeBrons. It's like Kobe. Like, you can't replicate a Kobe. You can't replicate a Jordan. I mean, Kobe tried to.
Jordan, but he didn't.
He did his own thing. He wasn't really. He just looked up for him for inspiration and all that. But, like, bro, like, these are one-on-ones. Like, these dudes is not coming back. We'll never see this shit again. Stop comparing these motherfuckers, bro. And it's not fair for Zion, bro. That wasn't fair for him to get compared to LeBron.
It wasn't fair to Zion. It wasn't fair to Wiggins. It wasn't fair to Jabari. It wasn't fair to a lot of niggas. They got to relax.
Oh, man, Wiggins. Oh.
I don't even know why they said he was the next LeBron. He don't even look like he not even built like I don't know.
Bro, that hurt. I forgot they were saying that. That kind of hurt my heart a little bit. What? Yeah, I remember that, bro. And that was the most disgusting. Andrew Wiggins is the next. Oh Lord, LeBron James. They just want to compare motherfuckers to LeBron so bad. Fact. And not knowing when you the GOAT, it ain't no other GOAT that look. No, I start drawing. It's GOATs that looking like, but you know what I'm saying? You get the point. I mean, like, it ain't, come on, bro. Once you the GOAT, you the GOAT. You can't really be like, oh, we're going to bring the next one in?
Right. We're going to find the next
GOAT. All right, come on.
Like,
Let's just push him in.
Right.
Yeah, like, come on, bro. Like, this is not retail, bro. You can't just push in the next product and think it's going to be, you know, amazing. Like, fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's anything. They got to relax off that. I need them to stop comparing niggas to all-time greats. Like, that's the part that be killing me. Like, you compare Zion to Blake. Blake is not an all-time great. Okay, I respect that comparison. I mean, Charles Barkley is an all-time great, but that's actually a great comparison of the way
he won no chip.
Played the game. Right. That's actually a great comparison of the way them two play the game. To compare Zion to LeBron is beyond me. Zion is like 6'5". For real, if we're being honest. He's not 6'8". He can't pass. He barely rebounds when it's another when it's a real big man in the paint. He don't even go down in the rebound for
bro,
real.
Bro, because all he trying to do is get to a bucket. He exactly. don't give a fuck about crashing the boards. Exactly. He could.
But he's not going to. And that's like these things that separating you from a person like LeBron. First off, you don't have a physical stature. And then it's like – y'all don't even play the game the same, but y'all don't have the same IQ for the game. We talking about LeBron.
Yeah, how dare y'all compare this fat boy to LeBron? Like, come on, bro.
We talking about
the fat Joker. Boy.
Now, I'm not even a LeBron fan, but we talking about the chosen one. Y'all got to relax. Y'all got
to
take it
easy. Chosen one to this fat boy, 300 pounds and shit. Like, are you fucking kidding me? The dude that pay $1 million a year for his body, y'all comparing him to this fat-ass young boy that all he do is dunk. You fucking kidding me, man? That was the biggest hype I done ever seen. Yo, watch, bro, watch. Mark my words. 2-3 years, bro, we not going to be talking about Zion, bro. I promise you. I ain't going to promise you because I can't promise shit. But I'm going to just say, I got a feeling. I got a real good feeling that we not even going to be talking about Zion like that. We're going to be talking about Ja. We're going to be talking about all them other people in it. RJ Barrett, because he's starting to come along. I disrespected him. Huff. I disrespected him. And I'm going to give him, Huff. And I'm going to apologize. And I'm going to apologize because I said he was the most overrated third overall pick of all time. That's what I said. And I will take that back. I apologize because now he's showing up.
Wasn't Darko Milicic a third pick? We got to relax.
No, bro. I thought Darko Milicic was a
Was he number two?
I thought he was number two. I swear he was number I don't think he was number one, bro. No way Darko went number one. Hold on. Darko Milicic. Got to look that one up. Sorry, folks. Got to look that one up.
He was the second pick. He was the second pick.
Okay. Cause I'm about to say I know he wasn't the first, and I don't think he was the third. Like, but I know he went over some. Who he go over though? Who he go over?
Everybody but LeBron.
Bro, that was the craziest shit ever, bro. That was the craziest shit ever, bro.
That's tough. That's a hurt piece.
Can you imagine how they feel? Yeah, we only got to get into that, but that's, oh my God. How you fuck that bag up that bad? All those greats that came out of that draft and you fucked that joint up that bad. Like, you picked the nigga that didn't even make it at all. Like, he didn't give you 5-6 years. Like, all right, well, he was good for 5-6 years, but he didn't give you nothing. He gave you nothing. Poop from the rip. But yeah, shout out to Ben Simmons too, bro. Like, I don't know how much you got left. I ain't really got nothing else more for the NBA, bro. Like, to be honest with you. But I just wanted to give a shout out to Ben Simmons because he's been playing way more aggressive. We was giving him hell. I still want him to get traded for Bradley Beal. Not Zach LaVine. You was tripping when you were saying that Zach LaVine shit. But I still would like for him to get traded for Bradley Beal. I wouldn't be mad at that trade. But shout out to Ben for showing the fuck up and being who the fuck we know he could be. But he doesn't want to do it for some odd reason. But yeah, shout out to bro, like, cause he acting stupid on the defensive end. And shout out to Doc too, adding Matisse into the rotation. That 2-3 zone, the John Chaney 2-3 matchup zone. All this, like all this, I'm loving it, man. I'm loving seeing a real coach. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a beautiful sight watching Doc Rivers coach the Sixers. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, shout out to them guys. And MVB, MVP. Shit, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a clever way to say that. But, yeah, Embiid for MVP.
You just shouted out Ben Simmons.
Yeah. You got to give credit where credit's due, bro. Like, we can't be hating on a nigga all the time, bro, when he's showing up, bro. He's showing up, and we winning. So, I'm real. I say we still trading. I ain't going back.
He's been playing well lately. My thing is, when the playoffs come around and niggas just sag off all the way into the paint, like, they going to force, like, it. He's been hooping lately, but I still got the same sentiment. When the playoffs come, he is going to be a liability still.
Like I said, I want Bradley Beal. Don't get it fucked up. I want Bradley Beal. I'll take Bradley Beal over Ben Simmons any day. And a lot of people are going to be like, why? He played a big part in y'all defense. But he's also a liability on offense sometimes. And when he's not a liability on offense, we win damn near every time. Yo, every time Ben Simmons is aggressive, I think we win. I had to look that up. I'm going to look that shit up. Every time Ben Simmons take more than 10 shots or some shit like that, or just like, that's what I'm going to look up. Or I'm not going to say 10. I'm going to say like, I'm going to look up like 7 to 10 shots or whatever, 7 or more, and see how many times we won. And I feel like in my heart of hearts, I can guarantee right now that we probably won like 95% of those games.
Oh, I agree.
When Ben Simmons actually was aggressive and scored.
Oh,
agree. Bro, I don't even remember the last time he scored 30, bro. You remember the last time he scored 30?
Probably like a year or two ago.
Like, bro, you imagine what he would do? He'd give you 20 to 25. We imagine what we would be. Oh, man. The league would hate us, bro.
Bro, he don't even that 20. He can give you 17, 18.
Yeah, just give me 2 more points than you've been giving us your whole career. You've been averaging 15, 8, and 8 his whole career. Give me
17, 18 points and just make sure that you don't turn the ball over and grab 10 boards since you always want to be in the paint. That's all I need.
No rap.
We already know the assist is going to be there. Give me 10 boards since you're always in the paint and give me 3 or fewer turnovers, and we're golden.
Yeah. You can't ask a nigga for everything, though. That's the thing. I had to start realizing, you know, when I be watching the games and I be seeing how much effort he's giving up on defense, it's like, dang, man, I need to get this man an apology, like a public apology. Because the way he be playing on defense, bro, it's like it's hard for me to say that he don't care or he don't give a fuck, because he obviously does, because he playing defense, bro. Like, it's just in his DNA to not be aggressive. You feel what I'm saying? And it's just like, damn, maybe we really do gotta wait, like, on that LeBron shit. You feel me? Everybody forget LeBron, or he wasn't as bad as Ben Simmons. He would shoot the ball, but LeBron wasn't shooting, bro. Like, you feel me? We had to wait for LeBron to become what he is now. We had to wait. Maybe that's what we got to do with Ben Simmons, bro. He a different type of talent, bro. To average 15, 8, and 8 your whole career, and then this year you got down to, I think he's down to like 13, 14 this year. He only down a point or two, but he's still averaging like 8 and 8. Like, bro, that's ridiculous. And you need to think about, like, people really need to, like, me personally, I had to sit back and think about it. Like, bro, that is crazy. He does get about, he average like a steal and a half. He does, his plus minus does be stupid. Like, every game, like the dude, when he's off the floor, our defense, it gets bad. And when him and Embiid not on the floor, oh, Lord, don't even talk about that. Don't even talk about that when they not on the floor, neither one of them on the floor. So, yeah, I mean, shout out to bro. We give him hell all the time. We can shout him out.
We give him a shout out for sure. But all that is cute. But, like, in the playoffs, I need him to not be a liability. That's where I'll make my decision, bro.
That's real.
If he could show me this year that he's not a liability in the playoffs, I will give him his flowers, bro.
I'm not super real.
I could care less what he's doing this regular season. I could care less. Show me you're not going to be a liability in the playoffs when we need you. Because, yes, we're going to need him to beat the Nets if we're going to go to the chip. So, yeah.
Yeah, because Tobias, the verdict is still out on Tobias.
Him too.
Hooping, though. Shout out to bro too. Shout out to bro too, but the verdict is still out on both of them in the playoffs. Because I don't know what they go through when the playoffs start.
Yeah, he got to he got to show me in the playoffs too. He definitely got to show me in the playoffs too. But I ain't really got nothing else, bro. I mean, let me see. Yeah, I ain't really got nothing else. I'm sick the Sixers lost the other night to the Trailblazers when they ain't have CJ or Dame, but that's about it.
We always do stuff like that, though. That is, like, in our DNA to do shit like that.
That's a fact. Niggas be playing down to their competition. They seen no CJ and Dame and thought it was baby food.
Always, bro.
But, yeah, I don't think I got nothing else. I gave my shout-out to Zion for his little –
and that's what Doc gonna get in the ass about.
My shout-out to LaMelo. Oh, Bill said he don't want to be traded, though, so that might be Chuck. I don't know how true that – you know, people always say they don't want to be traded.
That's insane.
Niggas always say, I don't want to be traded, and then 2 months later, they be trying to get traded.
Right. Now they start throwing all these shots and shit on Twitter and all the Instagram and shit. They be like, wait, bro, I thought you just said you didn't want to get traded. You just wanted to be there for life. Right. Now you all – but you know how that go.
Facts.
It's all like PR stunts and shit like that.
That's a fact. Yeah, I ain't got nothing else. I'm watching bum-ass Giannis play right now.
The most overrated player of all time. He's the most overrated MVP of all time. I don't care what nobody say. Anyone back to back jump. He's the most overrated. Anyone defensive player. Did he win defensive player of the year last year too?
He won
defensive player of the year and he won MVP, right?
I think so, yeah.
Because I know he won MVP.
Facts.
Yeah, he beat AD. He beat AD for the defensive player of the year.
Yeah.
Like, he's the most overrated superstar we've ever seen. I'm going to just leave it at that. I'm sorry. Look, you always do it. You always do that.
Sorry, I just thought about it, bro. I was giving Steph hell when he was shooting it up. Steph putting up MVP numbers too. Steph putting up MVP.
He got the old little Curry throwback. You feel me? The little joint back. He back to his MVP stuff.
Steph putting up MVP numbers too, but we could sign off, bro. I had to shout out Steph because I killed him when he was stinking it up. I gotta give him his flowers when he
hooping. We both did.
Facts. Gotta give him his flowers when he hooping. But yeah, that's my man Staff. I'm Earl. He already shed his spiel, so we about to get out of here, man. Episode 69. Pause. You heard me.
Yeah, we out of here, man.
Peace.